secret of the sunshine. Good day every day. The mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit to who isn't always credit given. Lion race throughout the land, king of the jungle.
Who's the queen of the jungle? I thought we had the queen of sheep. The queen of the jungle. Man, oh man. Anything and everything. Please. Can we get not that thing regulated right? Can we?
I think no matter what, when you scream.
That's what it is. Yeah. Ah. All right, 7 after, it's almost 8 past, Wednesday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the stories of the day, the essence of news nuggets that will help you be a better conversationalist coming along, including bargains from the Queen of Cheap. What do you have, Roberta, that will pique people's interest this morning?
Ooh, it's June, so it's June Brides, and we have something very special for them. And we have free Snapple and free Legos and free spaghetti and free Superman comics. Free!
And it'll be great if we can hear you.
Yeah. Yes, at the Queen of Cheap.
Right. We'll probably adjust that somewhat. I don't know why it's funny.
You can hear me or you can't hear me.
You're a little low.
Oh, yeah. Right.
How's that? Is that better?
Oh, that's much better.
Okay.
No, it isn't much better. It's worse because it's too loud now.
Now it's too loud. Okay, so how's that?
How is it? We have millions of dollars worth of technology to make this program work, and we can't get Roberta to adjust a little knob on a little device.
I don't think this is Roberta's fault, though, because it seems like she just gets in trouble, but I think there's something in the connection. It has to be.
No, it's not a connection issue.
Oh, it's a Roberta thing?
Yeah.
I thought I was on your side.
Okay.
It's okay. It's all right. Listen.
He's trying to defend you.
There's no defense for Roberta. All right, so at the homepage of DougSteffen.com, I'm going to point out something to you that may or may not be of interest. I hope it's of interest because animal welfare is one of my big issues in life. You know, because of my dairy farm, I have taken issue with a lot of the treatment that has taken place. A lot of these humane groups, although going a little bit far, have the right idea when they present stories about animals being caged and tails being chopped off of cows and things like that, downer cows being used for your hamburger at McDonald's. All that stuff has legitimacy. And because I've been around cows all my life, I've taken an extra interest in their well-being, not only on my farm, where I have, maybe 300 cows, I think we figured it out yesterday in that vicinity, but in terms of how animals are treated in general across the country. So when I had the opportunity to go visit a horse sanctuary that basically has the same attitude toward horses as I have toward cows, I was pleased to be able to take the time and jump in my truck and go to a place that is like no other place I've ever seen in my life. If you go to DougSteffen.com today, right-hand side under my picture, you'll see the underscore Doug visits Blue Star Equiculture. It's a farm in western Massachusetts that saves horses that are on their way to the glue factory. I mean, that's the simple bottom line. They're on the way to the slaughterhouse. And these animals, if you look at the pictures there, you will see a wonderful, handsome group of beautiful horses of all sizes and shapes. Now, I've never really been a horse guy. The lady I've been involved with in the last year or so has taught me a lot because she's been around horses all her life the way I've been around cows all my life. And she has some stellar examples of horse flesh. And she basically has the same idea as do I. In fact, I think she would be very interested in this. She's saved on her own horses that she has had. She's a hunter-jumper in these races that are held around the country all year long. And the horses are magnificent specimens. Many of them are born offshore, and they come here, and then they go to stud farms. But, I mean, the point of this is that the animals are extremely exquisite animals. Remember, you've heard this story about gray horse flesh? Well, I saw dozens and dozens of horses yesterday that were in all kinds of shapes and sizes who were saved from being slaughtered. Maybe one of them had a bad foot at one point in time, and the people that owned it said, okay, gone. And these people get a hold of them, and they not only save them, but they make them healthy. They use them. If you go through the pictures, you'll see various things. I took a ride on a carriage around this farm where they're being saved. And it really made my heart warm to know that there were people like this who do this sort of thing. And there are ways you can participate and help if you believe in it. But this is the kind of thing where you get back to the grassroots of people being human beings and really caring about what's around. We find ourselves so focused on things that seem to bring us around to a conclusion that nobody cares about anything anymore except themselves. And so it's so refreshing. I don't know if you guys are looking at some of these pictures. I'm sort of clicking on some of them as I'm telling the story. But just these animals were, in the case, there's a white horse there who's very big, and I'm not used to big horses. I mean, this is one, but you see me with two of them. There's one where the two horses that are very close to each other are sort of pushing each other around so that one of them can have the attention that the other one doesn't want the other one to get. It's just being around these animals. And then there was a couple of big draft horses. They're only 3 years old. A fellow who's there, he and now his name escapes me, is that awful? Pam is his wife-to-be. That's a guy who was a former fire chief up in Maine, and he's been around horses all of his life, has the same sort of ideas about animals. I think his name is Peter. I will check on that. But are you guys following these pictures? You see, I have one of my radio station shirts on as I look at these animals, but holding them, and then we go out on a trip around the farm, and you can see the horses that are used there. It did my heart a lot of good to see that this sort of thing goes on. So I wanted you to know, maybe you'll go look at the pictures and maybe you'll help. You'll see the information about this organization. Maybe you feel like helping them out a little bit. But it's a superb way of dealing with an issue that not only is here in New England, but all around the country. So, anyway, cool. That's all I have to say about it.
It was cool.
It was cool being around those big horses.
I bet.
Yeah. Of course, it is Roberta. Speaking of Roberta and New York, at DougStephan.com today, Roberta, we have a story that is highlighted. This is just above the Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. This is perhaps a new trend. The restaurant in New York City has put their wait staff on salary with benefits, and they have banned tipping. It's Sushi Yasuda, maintained excellent reputation for more than a decade. All the restaurant servers are on salary, paid vacation, sick leave. This is a very high-end restaurant, only seats 45 people, and you can order a meal that costs $100 without, you know, worrying too much or spending too much time looking at the menu. Customers have been confused since this new policy went into effect. Managers put a note on the menu and the receipt explaining no tipping allowed. Some people still are writing a tip on the receipts, but there's no tip line. You know how you go into a restaurant and you pay with a credit card?
There's no line on the receipt, tip.
Not there. Nope. Can't do it. So is this a trend?
I like this idea.
Who would like this idea? What do you think, Jen?
I actually like the idea, too. The only thing that gets me is that sometimes you would wonder if the service would suffer if they knew they weren't getting a tip at the end.
Not if they're being paid properly.
But if they're being paid and if they're getting benefits, I think I'd like it in finer restaurants, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, the story of the aquaculture, this group of you, go to Trending on Good Day. You can click on that. And I think it brings folks to their website, does it not, Kenny? How do we actually connect?
Yes, it tells you a little bit about it tells you a little bit about Blue Star, and then you can click on the link to go over and check out their website.
Yeah, good idea. I'd like to know more about that restaurant, too. You can get the story, as far as we know, all that we know, at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of all we know, all you need to know about the deals from the Queen of Cheap coming up right away here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing, tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, hot turn, Roberta. Let's get all these deals and specials into people's heads.
Okay, let's start with a deal for June brides, but it won't do you any good if you're getting married this June. This would be if you're getting married next June or the June after that. It's a free 2-year subscription to Bridal Guide magazine.
Really?
It tells you all about what you need to do to be a bride. Okay, 7-Eleven. You get a free Snapple tea. All you got to do is go over to their Facebook page and download their app, and then you show it to them in the store, and you get a free Snapple tea. I guess it's free. That's good.
Yeah.
If you're a Florida teacher, did you know that you can get into Legoland and their water park absolutely free? And we tell you how to do it. You have to be a kindergarten to 12th grade. We tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com. Spaghetti Warehouse, hey, take Dad out to eat on Father's Day because you can do it absolutely free at Spaghetti Warehouse. He gets a free meal. Give Dad some spaghetti. And today only, it's the release of that new Superman movie called The Man of Steel. Well, Books-A-Million is giving away free Superman comic books. That's today only, and we tell you how to do it, again, at DougSteffen.com. So go there, check it out. Lots of good stuff there and lots of archive stuff that's evergreen. Tell you how to save money or how to make money or how to use coupons or how to use thrift stores or all sorts of good things.
All right, so also, right where Roberta's blog is posted, the Queen of Cheap, next to it is the Good Day Health info from both Dr. Ken Kronos, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Underneath Roberta is Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru.
Oh, he's great.
And the information today there has to do with gluten contamination in food and how to avoid it when you're shopping, what to look for, brands and the nutritional information on the labels in the supermarkets. That's at Phil Lempert, supermarket guru, part of Doug Steffen's Good Day website.
So,
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These are, plural, the five singers that are left on The View. On The View. On The Voice.
On The View. That'd be new. I like that.
Yeah, it would be. Michelle Shamuel. I got it right that time, didn't
Shamuel,
I?
Shamuel, yep.
Yeah. Danielle Bradbury, Swan Brothers, Sasha Allen, and Amber Carrington. The first finalist announced was Michelle, who made it through, right?
Yeah.
Second finalist is Danielle Bradbury.
Yeah.
And the last finalist, Sasha Allen and Amber Carrington, were eliminated. So it's the Swan Brothers, Danielle Bradbury, and Michelle Shamuel.
Yep. Not right? Too surprised. The only surprise there is that the Swan Brothers made it over Sasha Allen. But what this? Well, I like
was
the
it
Swan
yesterday
Brothers.
Did we say yesterday we really like Sasha Allen? Did we say that yesterday?
She's a great singer. She's got a great voice. But, you know, this is actually kind of interesting because you get Adam's team is now eliminated. Amber was his last player.
Yeah.
And then Shakira's team eliminated because Sasha Allen was her last player. So now you've got Blake back again with two people in the race. And Usher, for the first time, Blake has won the last two seasons.
Really?
So that's some major bragging rights if he can pull off three in a row. That's pretty good.
Now, will these judges all stay where they are next year? Any gossip about them, or should I wait till the television report?
No, it's already been decided. Adam and Blake are back next fall with Christina and CeeLo. And then next spring, it looks like they're going to take a break. Christina and CeeLo take a break again, and Shakira and Usher will come back to join Adam and Blake in the spring.
Ah, how exciting.
I know.
Woo-hoo. All right, so that's the news there. What else do we have in our television report now that we're on that, Jen, the next half hour?
Oh, we've got lots of stuff in the television report. I've got news actually about The Voice, about a big performer coming to The Voice next week. She hasn't been on TV in 10 years.
Really?
And she believes in love after love. Oh.
That's
a little clue.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Jennifer.
You're welcome. I love to share with you, Doug.
I know you do. And it's wonderful that you do share with us.
All this cool news about the Bible and Game of Thrones and all kinds of good stuff.
All right. Wendy Williams, also a piece of that program, plus the View in the next half hour. The news of the day is focused in part on the NSA whistleblower. And today, for the first time, I'm doing what Jennifer does. You will learn about Lindsay Mills. And I was going to, as a matter of fact, I think I'll make that the 2020 News Quiz question. All right, because I didn't tell you who she was. I just said she's connected to the story. And how is that going to be explained? You'll figure it out, and then you'll explain it. 888-302-3684. I'll give you a hint. You can get the story at DougSteffen.com if you would like to, and then you'll get a swell prize if you're the first person in who has the story right. 888-302-3684. Our 2020 News Quiz question wants to know... Did I use the... I used her name, right?
Yes.
Did I use her name?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm making it too obstreperous. Lindsay Mills. What's her story, and why is she connected to the NSA discussion? 888-302-3684. Call now. Lindsay Mills. We want to know what her story is. 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, acute hepatitis A infections. 87 people across 8 states have been connected to a contaminated frozen berry and fruit mix sold at Costco and Harris Teeter stores. Let's see here. 36 hospitalized in Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Washington. They ate Townsend Farms organic antioxidant blend frozen berry and pomegranate mix in so I'm surprised it's just at Costco and at Harris Teeter stores. You ever thought that would be everywhere? But if you have that stuff, don't drink it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you go into the pet shop recently and dog toys, cat toys all over the place, but are they really safe for your pet? Listen carefully. Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys and kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before you purchase it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can, might be able to, then don't buy the toy. It's that simple. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. You know, most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owner in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards like hugs and kisses, cuddles, and a hug and a kiss again once in a while. Now think about this. When you go to the pet store, pick up that toy, feel it, look at it carefully. If it looks dangerous, if it smells dangerous, if you have any idea that it may be dangerous, put it back. Go home. Give your dog a hug. I'll more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Stephen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, part of the Doug Stephan family, working on the issues of the day, the important stories of the day. The Obama administration says it is complying with a judge's order to allow women, girls, kids, children of any age to buy morning after pills without prescriptions. According to the Justice Department, the FDA has told the maker of these pills to submit new labeling that will permit it to be sold without a prescription and without age or point of sale prescriptions. So my question is, never mind what this thing means to families, but you just go get this stuff and take it with. How do these kids know what its ramifications are with other drugs, let's say?
Well, they don't.
Medicines that they may be on. You know, they just go get this, and let's say they're taking, what's something that that kids take? Let's say they're on penicillin or something.
That's what the internet is for.
An 11-year-old is going to know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they'll. And no. First of all, 11-year-olds probably wouldn't be taking.
Well, hopefully, but like you said, you never know. And it's, but they can go in and buy it now.
But
I mean,
11-year-olds
without any problem.
They would know how to use the internet. Hmm.
Well, do they know how to ask the right questions?
I just think this has become like, oh, we'll just take the morning after pill. Like, kids talk about it quite a bit. And so I think that I don't know that they would talk about any kind of drug interactions or anything like that, because that's not the cool thing. It's, we'll just take the morning after pill.
Well, that's why we need sex education in our
schools. Absolutely.
That I agree.
And, 100%
and not,
agree
and not
that.
The 10th and 11th grade. Yeah,
no.
We need
in
it in the 6th grade.
Grade. I 100% agree with you on that. 100% agree that nation
finally
is, well, no, I agree. I think sex education is something that has been such a political football by these Neanderthals. We don't want to teach our kids how to do it. That's the most moronic way of looking at this. The kids need to know what their bodies are all about. You need to know what's going on in your body at all ages of your life. And to be taught this by somebody who is a science teacher that knows the biology, and you know, we all take biology when we get into high school, and that's
good. But
they
need factual information. Right. A lot of times they
exactly.
just get information that is, you know, either wrong or erroneous.
When I was teaching the middle school, I was teaching 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech in the late 60s and early 70s. And I remember we had a course that was taught by 3 or 4 different people having to do with your health and well-being, your body. There was a policeman that talked about how to understand what drugs would do to your body.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that was part of the old DARE program. Remember the DARE program? Trying to get children not to experiment with all kinds of drugs and what the ramifications were on you. It wasn't Mrs. Reagan saying, just say no. It was, okay, this is why you don't want to do this. This is what this
Give
will
them
do
the info.
To your body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And in some circumstances, you scare them a little bit, which is okay, too. And then there were people teaching food and nutrition so that you'd know what to put in your body and why these things were good for your body and why these other things are not good for your body.
I mean, the economics, how to cook.
The thing
right.
that makes me get upset about the morning after pill is not when someone legitimately uses it once because they're in a bad situation or whatever it might be, but it's the person that uses this as birth control.
Yeah.
When they make a mistake, they just keep taking the morning after pill. And I'm sorry, I'm not a doctor, but that just seems when you're taking this over and over again in these high amounts, it's birth control pills essentially, just in a high dosage.
Yeah.
That it just doesn't seem like a great idea. And you don't want these young girls to just say, oh, I made a mistake, I'm going to go and take the morning after pill again. I mean, it's just not good sense.
You know, Jen, that's almost the same argument. And I don't like to disagree with you or say that
you're
actually wrong here. But that's the same argument people go up and say about abortion. Well, they just go and they get an abortion.
Well, has happened.
The morning after pill is a lot easier emotionally to deal with.
Not all cases, but it has been done.
But when you take it, the after effects, I mean, you think it's just, you know, something, oh, I'll just take a morning after pill. Once you've experienced those crampings, I've read a lot about this, the cramping and the bleeding and all the other disgusting stuff that goes along with it after you take that, it is not a pleasant thing.
It's not
at all.
The deal is that I know a lot of people that have taken it, and it's not unpleasant. They don't have any cramping or any problems. So I actually know friends that have taken it.
Let me throw this into the discussion, and for whatever it's worth, I was dating a woman about 10 years ago who had not necessarily settled down, and she'd been pregnant a number of times, and mm-hmm. she had an abortion every time she got pregnant.
Yeah. It does happen, yes.
Yeah.
But is it the norm? No.
Well, it does. I think with the morning after pill, it is easier because it is less emotional, because you don't have to go through the process of going mm-hmm. to an abortion clinic. I mean, an abortion clinic will change your life. It'll change the way you view things.
Yes.
But when you can go to Rite Aid and pick up a pill that you can take, it's not quite as emotionally taxing.
But isn't that the whole argument for it then?
Well, there's an argument for both of these things for different reasons. And I'm not going to sit here. You guys can say what you want because that's the way this works. But I will tell you, I've never been a fan of abortion. I think that if somebody gets, that's just my own priority. I just think that if you have a child and you don't want it, you bear responsibility, bear the child and put it up for adoption.
There are a lot of people that want to have
kids. That's me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to tell somebody else that that's what they ought to do, but I would like to have it as part of a consideration if it ever had happened to me in, the good old days or bad old days or whatever it is, I would have asked for that to be the consideration of the person that I was with. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, do you make promiscuity easier by giving these pills out? Are you,
but why do you think this
foolish?
Is going to lead to
Hold
promiscuity?
Hold on a second.
It's not
going
to lead
sentence.
To
Will
it.
You
it...
stop it until I finish my sentence? Then we won't have an argument. I haven't finished my thought. It isn't. It is generally thought by some people who have certain points of view that this sort of thing leads to promiscuity as other things do. You are not going to legislate. You are not going to in any way mitigate this sort of thing unless it is, you hear more and more about less sexual activity with teenagers, and some people say, wow, that's great. Okay, that's swell too. But you're not going to sit and lecture a young woman and by that lecture suggest or think that you're going to change her point of view about whether she's going to be intimate with somebody or not. That isn't how it works. What I have heard, frankly, and I don't want to get too graphic here, is that, and I don't honestly even, I guess I do remember my first experience, and it wasn't bad, but there are a lot of people who have first experiences that are horrible, and that's what they remember, and I don't, again, want to make a judgment one way or another whether that's a good lesson or a bad lesson, but there are all kinds. This thing is so complicated that it is very difficult to come up with some simplistic rules and regulations.
Right.
However, having said that, I'll go back to what I said when I first dropped this on all of you. Without a prescription, without some supervision, how in the name of heaven does somebody who's 11 or 12 know if the, whether even if they're taking another drug, whether there's going to be... I mean, even adults oftentimes aren't smart enough to think, okay, if I take this drug, how does it interact with that other drug?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm...
Oh, you say that about aspirin. Aspirin's very dangerous.
I'll say about anything. Right.
Tylenol, you take too many, you'll cause liver failure.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, you could say that about anything. You drink too much water, you could die.
All I know is, Roberta, you got a lot of gall.
I have a lot of gall.
302. 684. All right, let's get
to... Can I throw one more thing into this?
Okay, Kenny, excuse us. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you haven't said anything, Ken.
Parental responsibility.
I'm anything with you. Mm-hmm. Parental responsibility is acute.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Parents, people argue about this, that their kids are going to be going out and getting... the Plan B or the morning after pill, and the parents won't know that they're doing this. Well, the parents need to know that what your kids are doing. They're your responsibility. They're not a pet. They're not a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not going to always know, and there are some children that are going to be more willful than others, and there's no one solution for everything, but it shouldn't be the government's responsibility. It should be if you have children, it's your responsibility.
They're your responsibility.
You're right. It is your responsibility.
Yeah. Right, Kenny. Thank you. 17 before the hour. Television report coming up here on Good Day.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Tessie. Golfbag, do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me Golfbag.
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th with savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, I forgot about Lindsay Mills. Got off on this, too.
I know, we forgot about her.
2020
news. The morning after pill does.
Right, exactly. Lindsay Mills is the girlfriend of the NSA whistleblower. She's a pole dancer. He left her in a lurch in Hawaii when he fled to Hong Kong, and her story is posted at DougStefan.com. It's probably going to be, I'm betting there will be a documentary of some nature on the A&E channel, right? Or maybe the Biography channel.
Mm-hmm.
The Biography channel's still on, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Still in that? Yeah,
bio, sure.
That was good. All right, speaking of television shows that are on or not, here's Jennifer with today's report. And I'm told there are exciting things happening.
Oh, many things, Dougie. Many things. Many musical things, actually. Cher?
You're going to share a story about Cher?
Yeah, share a story with you. What? She's going to perform live on television for the first time in, get this, 10 years. A whole decade has gone since she's performed on TV. But she's going to appear on the fourth season finale of The Voice next week. She will be singing Woman's World. That's the first single from her upcoming album of the same title. Didn't she do a farewell tour?
Several times.
Tiring a
like
few
the
times.
Rolling Stones. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, well, she's back again. And I've actually seen her in concert. I hope she goes back on the road again because she's really good.
There's a joke in New York that says if they drop an atom bomb in Manhattan, the only things that will survive are cockroaches and Cher.
That's true. And you know what's cool about Cher? She's a fan of talk radio, and she'll actually call local shows I know around Los Angeles that she's called into, and it makes no bones about who she is, and she'll just comment on the issues of the day.
Is she politically charged up? Or
I believe she'd be a friend of Roberta over a friend of mine, but
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're all friends, but you get it. I think she might be on the left more than the right.
Playing for that team. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. All right, the folks over at Duck Dynasty are coming to a record store. Do they even have those anymore? Near you, Universal Music Group Nashville has announced that the stars of the A&E reality show will be releasing a Christmas album. Yeah. It'll be called Duck the Halls. Duck. The
quack, 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 quack.
A Robertson quack, Family
quack,
Christmas.
Quack, 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 quack.
Mark your calendars. It'll be out October 29th.
Okay.
It's my
you.
Mom's birthday. Everybody. WeTV has renewed Joan and Melissa. Joan Knows Best for the fourth season. It'll air early in 2014. Plus, they've picked up Tamar and Vince for a second season. That'll premiere.
Who did the wife swapping thing with them?
Bristol Palin will be swapping with Joan and Melissa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That'll be this month on ABC.
Got it.
Jane Lynch made an announcement yesterday. She's the star of Glee. She announced that she's splitting from her wife, Laura Embry. Yep, the big D. She said, quote, Laura and I have decided to end our marriage. This has been a difficult decision for us as we care very deeply about one another. We ask for privacy as we deal with this family matter.
Right. So why did you announce it?
Exactly. She told People Magazine. Yeah. They met in 2009. Right. They tied the knot in 2010. Hey, in Massachusetts, Doug, you're from there.
Yes, I am.
You're on the Massachusetts team.
Another person from Massachusetts.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, well,
divorced.
The good thing is that she's on the market and some other lovely lady can have her.
Some other lass can come along. Mark Burnett was talking to the Hollywood Reporter this week, and he said that he and his wife, Roma Downey, are working on a follow-up to their 10-part History Channel miniseries, The Bible. In addition, they've already edited down The Bible into a film feature. It'll be about a 2-hour and 13-minute feature that focuses only on Jesus.
If they can get an excerpt from the old Mel Brooks, what was it? The Bible. What was the Mel Brooks
History of the World?
History of the World. When he drops, there was 15 commandments.
15 commandments.
Five of them dropped.
Well, now there's
10
commandments. Oh my God, is that funny? There's a PBS special on him that's floating around too. I think.
Mark Burnett and Laura Downey said that they could continue distributing Bible programming for years.
I'm sure they could. Right.
15 years, they said.
51 after.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Is your dog chasing its tail? Are you chasing your tail? All right, Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show to talk about dog rescue. There's also some interesting, I was being moderately facetious, Warren, but we'll talk in a second about dogs with compulsive disorder and how to recognize that, because like with humans, there are those problems. So a lot of news about your pets coming right up here with Warren Eckstein on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale. With over 100 special deals throughout the store, like Michael speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. AKG stereo headphones for just $19. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday. Because Dad is much better than average.
Yes. All right. So here, first of all, Warren, the story about compulsive disorders and brain abnormalities in animals. This, you know, there are cows that have this, horses I'm getting. I'd like you, by the way, if you haven't looked at the website yet, I think you'll love this. In fact, I was thinking about you yesterday when I was at this horse. I'm doing a sanctuary for cows on my farm, so I found a horse sanctuary, and the story is beautiful. The horses are beautiful. It's a great thing. I'm very proud of the pictures that we have in the story we're telling. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out at DougStephan.com. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because there are, as with the human beings, animals have these disorders, scramble brain things. According to research, the structural brain abnormalities of, for example, Dobermans, affected with canine compulsive disorder, are similar to those of humans who have OCD. I don't know, you've been around these animals for most of your life. This is probably nothing new to you, is it?
No, a lot of dogs, and cats for that matter, suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. I just had a call on my show this week about a dog that would spend literally 6 hours a day staring at a ceiling fan.
Really?
And then I have another dog that literally will not take his eyes off of the TV set.
Good heavens.
And these are all obsessive. Now, some of them are medical conditions where, you know, but what's good about that, and not really good, but one of the advantages we have living nowadays is a lot of this can be treated. I work with veterinarians all the time on a combination of medicine and behavioral, and we put that together, and very often you're never going to get rid of the brain situation, but what you can do is focus it in a different direction and at least make the dog or the cat more comfortable.
How do you do that?
It's called distraction therapy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same thing when one dog loses another dog and they're really depressed, the best thing you can do is let them grieve, but distract them a little bit.
That's what I do with Doug on the show, Warren.
Distraction therapy.
You know, but to seriously address that, one of the horses I met at the sanctuary yesterday had lost its best friend for life. These two horses have been together for 20-some-odd years, and one of them died. And the other horse spends all day looking, and even they watch as they are focused on this horse, as the horse listens to the cars and trucks driving up and down the road in front of the farm. And certain trucks that sound like the truck that belonged to his previous owner, when it goes by, the horse picks up its ears and looks as if that owner was going to bring the horse back that this horse has missed.
Well, let me give you an example. Here's an example. I got a call on the show from, this was a 16-year-old girl that called me on the show. She was driving a tractor just outside of Memphis, Tennessee. She called me in tears. Her horse was very depressed because its friend, its best friend, which was a goat, had passed away. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know how to deal with it. The horse stopped eating, became more aggressive. So we distracted the horse a little bit. What we did is we took it to a different location just to kind of get its mind off of the location it was on. And after a couple of weeks, you just recently contacted me. The horse is not perfect, but at least he's starting to eat again and starting to get back into his rhythm, which is really important.
If you don't think your horses are connected, or your animal, never mind horses, any animal isn't connected in thought to others of their species, or maybe more importantly, to you as the human connection, then you are crazy, because they have very sensitive connections, too. And I'm learning, I've learned more about it in the last year or so since I've been on someone who's connected to horses, and how closely she is connected to them and their thought process, the same as I am with cows. Maybe with your dogs.
I'm going out this week, as a matter of fact. A friend of mine that lives in Arizona does a lot of rescue work with the wild Mustangs and the donkeys and mules coming out of the West. And I got to tell you, they come with a lot of baggage, but I'll tell you, a little focus, a little energy, and a lot of loving and hugging and kissing that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
That's I'm going to send some photos to you when I work with them.
All right, that'd be good. I'd like that. Warren Eckstein is here.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.